Hey everybody on the VI Talk channel. This is Jeff Thompson from Friendly Frilly, Minnesota, and body language. What a great topic. This is one thing that I noticed right away when I lost my vision. Oh, it was huge because I am an animated person when I'm talking. Right now I gotta hold my other hand just so I don't start expressing myself, talking, or when I go this or that. One hand goes to the left, one to the right. You know, the whole works, you know. And when I said works, their both hands went up a little bit, you know. I'm always animated when I'm talking. My dad used to over-exaggerate it. It was quite comical, actually, to see him imitate me. And he would always get the hands moving and stuff. So when I have my cane, it kind of keeps my hands busy instead of just, you know, using my animated self. But I don't mind it. I like it. I like doing it. I like body language. I loved body language. I could read people. I didn't need to hear what they were saying. I could read them. And in society, being able to read people, I know first impressions sometimes are off, but I was pretty good at reading people. And there's certain signs and red flags that would go off, you know, when you have this body language stuff. So when I lost my sight, I really keyed in on what else is there other than body language. Roll the eyes when someone is saying something that you go, oh my gosh, here we go again. Like when you saw I put up another boo, you might have went, oh geez. And you roll your eyes, that type of expression. Well, sometimes there's a sigh. Here, I'll roll my eyes. You know, a sigh will come with that. It'll preempt it. It'll give you a clue of what's going on. And if someone's giving you a sounding serious, but they're smiling, there's a little chagrin. There's a little smile. There's a little catch to it. If you listen, you can tell that. I mean, if you don't know the person and it's brand new, you might be caught off guard with all this, but there are certain cues that you will pick up on body language. I really miss body language because I had experienced it and I used it a lot. Just that little raising of the eyebrows, like, you know, like, you know, the eyebrows go up. But there's other things that come with that. Oh, you know, if you go through the emoticons that on the keyboard, there's all these happy face, wide open eyes, sad face, frowning, you know, it gives you a little descriptive of facial expressions. Well, they're all there and they were at one time also instantaneous with me on cues that I would, you know, go into the banks of my mind and I would come up with these assumptions and, you know, sometimes you're way off, sometimes you're right on, but body language is huge. One thing that I remember is I taught teen night, and I knew this was a problem because when I first went blind, I had a camera and I had enough sight, you know, and I was the camera guy. I'll take pictures. And well, I got home and I noticed this one picture. There's a couple, but basically the gist of it was I noticed that when you're taking a random shot of a convention area and people are standing around and doing stuff, that there's no order to the direction they're facing or something. Even though the speaker's at the podium, some people are facing the speaker in the corner. I mean, the actual material, physical speaker cabinet, they're staring at that. Well, the podium's over there, but the voice is coming over here, you know? So a lot of people were facing that way. Other people who had some vision or knew where the podium was faced that way because they know it's important to, you know, address the person by physically looking at them while they're talking to show that you're paying attention and stuff. So there's things that happen, like when someone goes up to speak at the podium, they walk up all the way over to the speaker cabinet and then someone directs them, oh, it's over here. So during teen night, we had podium night, and I purposely put the speakers to the left and to the right and turned up the microphone while I expressed to them that I am not over at the speaker cabinet, that I'm at the podium. And I had them walk, find the speakers because someone else was talking at them. We had them all do an extemporaneous speech just off the top of the, you know, just off the top, just give a speech on a topic, a hobby, something that they do, something that they knew about that they didn't really have to write yet. And so when they would walk up to the podium, you know, they would find the podium. So what the point of it was is if you have to give an extemporaneous speech, if you have to do something like that, do it on something you know, relate it, tie it in to something that you know. And as you approach the podium, if it's something you know, something you've done before, like Steve Wicket's JLL_tribute expressed how he studied the club, the seating arrangements, that where his positioning was on the stage. We showed the teenagers at teen night where the podium was, that if they get a chance to speak and stuff, investigate. Where is the podium? Where are those speaker cabinets? Is it in the ceiling? Are they spread out throughout the room? Are there two speakers? So they would understand where it is and where the podium was located. Is there an aisle going up to it? Do you have to take the left or the right side of the wall? Are there people going to be standing there? You know, stuff like that. Stuff to help better the situation so people won't notice you for not doing what is, you know, kind of expected. You know, if you're going to give a speech, you're going to walk up to the podium and speak. So find out where it is. The other thing is sitting on the bus. I'm sitting on the bus. I always try to either look towards the window or look a foot above people's head. I caught myself, because my central vision went first, that I would be in a gaze staring at something or anybody and not even realize I'm staring right at them. And, you know, if I'm staring right at them, they're probably like looking back at me 3-4 times thinking, what, what, what? And I'm just in a trance, you know, looking like a doof, you know. If I don't have my cane, obviously, in front of me, or if it's folded, or if it's behind me, or, you know, not, blindness is not obvious. People aren't reading my scarlet letter all the time, and, you know, they may wonder. So, you know, body language. Another thing that comes to mind is if someone comes up to you and starts accusing you of something you did or something like that, a tendency may be to cross your arms. It's a defensive mode, like, oh yeah, oh yeah. You know, it's a protective mode, and people read that as you're going to be defensive on this. And if you go through motions, body language motions like that, people read those. So you have to be conscious of what you're doing with your body in a social environment, and learning these cues, as Joe Fishwick mentioned, by someone who is safe, that would not mislead you, someone who will genuinely let you know how things are, let you know what is expected, or let you know what is the norm, you know, I guess. Because without knowing these, what you don't know, you don't know. So without knowing them, you're gonna, you know, who knows, you know, what kind of language you're gonna be sending, you know, especially in the body language in the sighted world. Because, you know, there is no blind culture. There is no separate blind culture. And if there was, we wouldn't have to simulate or try to fit in with the rest of society. We would just exist in a separate culture, and that's nothing that we want. So learning the body language cues and learning social norms and behaviors is something that is, you know, part of adapting and part of becoming part of something that's, you know, that we all can be part of society. And it's a good thing. It's a good thing that a topic like this comes up and makes some of us really think to back when we first went blind, or when we first realized that there are social norms and behaviors, and body language is part of that, and, you know, signals that you are sending to others. So, awesome topic, and I'm eager to hear other people's comments. I liked Tanja's, I liked Steve's, and I liked Joe's, and yeah, great stuff. Lot to learn here, and we're always learning. So, all right, y'all have a good day, and bye-bye.